Sagt der Heilige Mischne weiter, man sagt es Becheirois, Perig Zayin, Mischne Beis. Hakereach, if the Kayin is bald, he can't do the Avodah. But, Ezeo Kereach, what is considered al pi halacha, someone who's bald? Sagt the Mishnah, because she ain't, if he doesn't even have Shita shel Seya, one row of hair, Makefes, that goes around, me oizen la oizen, the back of his head from one ear to the other. But Vim Yeshle, if he has that just one line of hair, raise a kasher. That's enough to consider him not bald. And he can do the Avaida. Says the Batrura, what if he has a line of hair that goes from ear to ear, but only in the front, not in the back? That's odd. Odd enough that Hitaka would not be kasher to do the Avaida. As a matter of fact, even if he has hair going all the way around his head, but he's bald on top, that's also someone who's not fit to do the Avaida, because it's not the normal thing you usually see. We do see people with hair in the back and not in the front. So again, hair in the back and not in the front is okay. One line of hair that goes all the way around is not okay, and for sure if the hair is only in front, from ear to ear. Vaitra says in Mishnah, Ein le gavin, and what if he has no eyebrows? Or, Ein le ella gavin echot, he only has one eyebrow. Zok the Mishnah Vayter, who Gibein, this is the mum called Gibein, or Amr Batayah, the Torah talks about. Rabbi Daisa says, no, Gibein means something else. It means Kol Shegvinav Shoichvin, that his eyebrows kind of droop over his eyes. In other words, his eyebrows, explains the Batnura, so long that they hang over his eyes. Rabbi Chanina ben Antigna says, you know what Gibein is? Something else altogether. It's Mishiyesh Loi Shnei Gabim. It's someone who looks like he has two backs, Ushtei Shadrois, and two spines. So Gibein is from the word Gav. Gav means back. Now, it doesn't mean Himamish has two backs or two spines, because then he couldn't live. What it means is, this person's back is so bent out of shape that it looks like he has two spines. Zokta Bat Tanura, everyone is Moida. The missing eyebrows, or long eyebrows, or a crooked spine would render the kohen unfit to do the Avaida. The Machloikas is only what the Torah refers to when the Torah says Gibein. So again, we learned in our Mishnah, someone who's bald is possible, but that means that he doesn't have a strip of hair behind him. If he has at least one strip of hair from ear to ear going behind his head, that's good enough. But if the strip goes all the way around, that's not good, because that's not the norm. And for sure, if it's only in front, it's not good. He has no eyebrows, or he has only one eyebrow. According to the Tanakhama, that's the Gibein that the Pasuk is talking about. Rav Daisa agrees that if he has no eyebrows or only one eyebrow, he's possible. But Rav Daisa says that's not the Gibein. The Gibein the Torah is talking about is if he has long eyebrows that droop over. Rina ben Antigna says that the Gibein that the Pasuk is talking about is where his back is so crooked that it looks like he has two of them.